Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 28th day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now is approximately 7:02 a.m. in the morning. Wherever you are, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave and indomitable Biafrans in the far eastern part of the, no, in the far western part of the world. I keep saying east all the time. In the far western part of the world, in Canada, in the USA, in Mexico, in Brazil, where we have very significant and sizable presence, we welcome each and every one of you. If you're listening to my voice this very morning, if you're going to listen to the voice of other callers into this very radio station, you must be doing so either via satellite on Amos 5 or Darsat or any other platform, because Radio Biafra is received across 5 continents of the world, all on satellite. If you want your people to be able to receive Radio Biafra on satellite as well, which the Zoological Republic government cannot blow up or jam, what you need to do is to make available to them a free-to-air decoder and then a dish which they are obliged to point 17 degrees east. They scan their system and they will be able to receive Radio Biafra. People do so out of their own volition. They go and tune until they come across Radio Biafra. We are in 5 continents, as I said. Also, if you have internet accessibility, if you're able to be in possession of a smartphone, a tablet, a laptop, or even a mainframe computer, as long as that very device has internet accessibility, you also should be able to receive Radio Biafra. You must do so by going to www.radiobiafra.co. You will do so by going to tunein.com. You can get us also via radioforest.net. If you go to biafravoice.com, if you happen to be or stumble upon biafrarestoration.com, we are also on peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We are on Biafra Television as well, .co. We are also, you can receive us, I should say, via Radio Biafra Bespoke app. Radio Biafra has an app of its own. You can download that via the Android market, via BlackBerry or iTunes, as the case may be. Once you are on all these platforms, either of them will offer you unrestricted, unfettered access to our live transmission this very morning. Please, it is therefore your responsibility. It is incumbent upon you, as you are listening to Radio Biafra, to inform at least 10 people. Go and tell them that Radio Biafra is live on the air. Tell them that you're listening to us, and also ask them to tune in as well. As always, we run a live and interactive session here on Radio Biafra. Therefore, if you pick up your phone at any time, if you pick up your smart device at any time and decide to contact us, be it through Viber, through Skype, be it through your phone, you may and should be able to do so. The number to call, as always, is +44 78 313 08376. I repeat, +44 78 313 08376. We also have another number, +44 or 0044 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 133 9976. We are coming to you today live and direct via Radio Biafra 1 as well. If you wish to contact us, it is Radio Biafra 1. Some people make it a habit to call us each time we go live on air. Please, we ask you to wait. We ask you, please, to hold your fire. Anytime we wish you to call us, please, we shall make that announcement. We shall come to you we shall inform you, and then you will be able to join us. Therefore, wherever you are, we are welcoming you. As always, we are here to pursue one dream, one ideal, one objective, one outcome, and that is to seek the unadulterated, uncompromising, unrelenting restoration of the full and absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. We are not in any doubt as to the magnitude of the work this will entail to have it accomplished, but we are not running away from that very responsibility. We are not shying away from it. We are here to do what is right, both before Chukwu Abiama and before man. That is why, as always, we must reaffirm, we must reassert, we must reiterate our belief, our ultimate submission to the will of the Almighty God Chukwu Abiama, that does may be brought to bear in our lives. That is why anytime we kneel to pray, anytime we offer any praise, any blessing, any adoration, any uplifting of name, anytime we offer any glory in acceptance, we do so knowing fully well that all honor and glory must and should always go to the Almighty God, the Lord of hosts, Chukwu Abiama. That is why we are here, because we are his children. That is exactly what we are doing and will continue to do until the end of time, because that is the only sensible thing, that is the only right thing for us to do, given our proximity, given our descendancy, given our mission on this very earth, which is to worship his almighty name. We shall do so unflinchingly forever and ever. Therefore, wherever you are, if you do not already know, you must be aware of the fact that we are today a global phenomenon. The broadcast of Radio Biafra is received almost in every country of the world, as long as you have Biafran's residence there. Even in Cayman Islands, people are listening to Radio Biafra. People religiously and dutifully tune into Radio Biafra every morning and every evening. This is our AM version. This is our live presentation going out to the whole world. Going out to the whole world this very morning, wherever you are, we welcome you. You must also be aware of this very fact, that we do not have any other magical ingredient. There is nothing extraordinary. All we have chosen to do, what we have decided to do, is to ensure that we are without fear before our enemies, that we do not stop speaking the truth on this very platform, even if it leads to our death. We must and should always at all times endeavor to help those who are less privileged, those who are voiceless. We lend a voice to them, even those of them who are hopeless. We ensure that we restore hope where there is darkness. We seek to bring a measure of light into it, because we are the children of light. We bring that very light wherever there is darkness, that those who hitherto are unable to see will be able to see. And in so doing, we maintain our scrupulous incorruptibility. That is why we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. We are incorruptible. We can never compromise our stance. In so far as what we are doing is concerned, the pursuit of Biafra is a sacred and noble enterprise. We do not intend to relent. We cannot surrender. We get Biafra, or everything else goes down as well. We don't intend to stop what we are doing, because it is unstoppable. We did not send ourselves to come and do this. Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come. It was not out of our own volition. We have no powers to insist. We have no influence to command. We are serving our people. We are serving the Almighty God through Biafra, because that is the only thing to do. That is the only thing worthy for us to do. And we must go ahead and do so. We should welcome you. We are welcoming you. And as soon as the very eminent barrister and attorney at law is able to wake up and join us, I shall also present the barrister to you as well. Therefore, I believe that you have welcomed those around you, and we would not hesitate now. We shall go forward. But before I do so, we are reminding everybody about the Nordic Conference holding from tomorrow. The Nordic Conference holding from tomorrow. People are expected from all over Europe, A lot of people are already on their way to Oslo in Norway to participate in yet another landmark occasion, the same way we did in Barcelona, in Catalonia. We are also going to have something similar. We are not opening an embassy. There is no office to open, but we are congregating, assembling our people together that the propagation of this very message may continue relentlessly. Because after all, that is why we are here. For some of us, that is why we are born to exist, to make sure that this very effort is brought to a successful conclusion. Our people are scattered all over the world. They are killing us in Malaysia. They are slaughtering us in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. That very evil creation by one singular human being, Frederick Lugard. There our people are suffering in our villages, in our towns. Truthful and honest people are in their difficulties. They cannot survive. They cannot feed properly. All the evil people have taken over all the place. Nothing seems to be working. Our men, women and children, our fathers, our mothers, our uncles, our aunts appears to be in perpetual bondage. Someone, somebody, a group of people will have to remove them from that very pitiable situation. It is therefore our responsibility. It is our duty. We cannot abdicate this very responsibility. It is the onus is on this very generation, this very current generation, to ensure that all this bondage, all this iniquitous existence we have been subjected to is brought to an end. That at the time we emerge on the other side of the tunnel, indeed, there will be light. That is why we do what we do. That is why we are unrelenting. That is why we are not going to do anything else but ensure that this Biafra we are pursuing comes and comes in truth and honesty. Sometimes it is extremely difficult. Sometimes it can be very, very painful, but we must adhere to it. We must remain focused. We must remain on course. Everything we are wishing for, everything we are praying for, is inadvertently falling into place, either intentionally or unintentionally. And we are going to accomplish this very noble quest, irrespective of the obstacle, irrespective of the difficulties, because that is the only right thing to do. Once again, the number with which you can contact us when our lines open remains +44 78 313 08 376. This is the AM edition of Radio Biafra, twice daily presentation, coming to you live and direct from here in London this very day. Because we are in the United Kingdom, our numbers are +44 78 313 08 376 and also +44 208 133 9976. On Skype, we are on Radio Biafra One. Radio Biafra One is how you can get hold of us on Skype. If you call us there when our lines open, we are obliged, we are duty bound to take your call, and we must be able to do so. Therefore, I welcome you once again. If my voice is a bit croaky, you must please try and forgive me. I have not had the very best of nights, but all the same, we continue to do this very work, which we have been called to do. By way of our headlines this very morning, we are reporting that Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram are now relocating from Sambisa Forest to their captured territories in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, in the northeastern part of the Zoological Republic called Nigeria. Four military officers squeezed, of those of them involved in inimical, they are accused of engaging themselves in activities inimical to military tradition. Military tradition, yes, outside, but not in the zoo. They do not understand what military tradition is all about, but that is exactly what they are saying. and we must be able to go and bring those details to you later on. 40 people have been killed in fresh Alago a gunfight in Nasarawa. There is death everywhere. If you're not being killed by Boko Haram, you are being killed by Hezbollah police. If not, you have those of them trying to enforce Sharia law. If not, the police is waiting for you, or they are waiting for you at roadblocks and checkpoints. There you have mobile police. There you have the army. All these people are armed with guns. They are armed to the teeth. There is a daily occurrence of death in the zoo every blessed day. Nothing less than 100 people. They are slaughtered, they are massacred on a daily basis. That is a factory. If you're wishing to reduce the population of the world, I can tell you that they are going down faster than you can ever imagine in that very abomination, in that hellhole, in that insult or an affront to the dignity of nation creation called the zoo itself. 40 more people killed. There are ethnic clashes. Police are killing people. Army are killing people. Boko Haram is killing people. Boko Haram killing the army. The army running. Everybody is on the run in the zoo. Everything is upside down. Men and women are wailing in anguish every blessed day because of this very Trojan horse, this very gift of death given to the people of sub-Saharan Africa. Those of them inhabiting that very place that used to encompass Biafra land, the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, and also Oduduwa people. We have been put together in one monstrosity called Nigeria, and as a result, blood flows on a regular, on a daily basis, ceaseless, without fail. That is why we wish to bring the miserable existence of that very zoo to an abrupt end as quickly as possible. They have come again that Nigeria's economy now stands at $81 trillion. Okay, I thought it was $81 trillion. It is 81 trillion naira, whatever that means in real currency. They have come again. The National Bureau of Statistics, they have lied before. They said that the zoo's economy is the 26th in the world. And the next week, they are asking about borrowing $1 billion. They said that the 26th largest economy in the world, they were looking to borrow money to finance the payoff of Boko Haram. They have come again. Economy at $81 trillion. How many bridges have they built? How many roads? How many hospitals, how many schools have they been able to bring light to places that even produce the oil upon which the entire economy of the zoo runs upon? The answer is no. They have not done that. 81 trillion, yes, maybe Tinubu owns half of it and the rest of them they share amongst themselves, looted and banked in foreign bank accounts where no one has access to them. Even if they die, their families cannot reach those funds. Ask the likes of Yaradua what happened to their money in Vienna, in Austria. They will tell you that is where all their money goes to. Rather, very, very shameful, very, very sad indeed. We continue. President Jonathan Obasanjo meet over Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist group Boko Haram. They are meeting. Once again, that is what happens in the zoo when something goes wrong. They meet, not because they wish to solve the problem, because they are looking for a way to perpetuate the rulership of the criminal class. That's all they try to do, to ensure that they remain perpetually in power. What we are here to do is to highlight, to showcase, to bring to the knowledge of our people the stupidity of the place that they call Nigeria, what they are doing to try to stifle the creativity of our people, what they are doing to ensure that Biafra never emerges, that Biafra never rises. We are here to expose those things, and we shall do so. And in so doing, ensure the very clean emergence of Biafra. Very clean emergence of Biafra. We must do so, and do so in truth and in all honesty. and this is Radio Biafra. We are continuing our work. It is unrelenting because we are in ourselves relentless. We encounter so much obstacle, but we continue because we are ceaseless. We do not believe in all this rubbish, peaceful actualization, peaceful this and peaceful that. I have said it before. Where Biafra to come down to a negotiated settlement where you drink tea, you take conflicts in the morning, people sit around the table and talk rubbish. I will not participate. Other people will go and do it. Because we believe that true freedom will come or is forged in the battlefield. It's as simple as that. If you want to be free, you must be prepared to fight for it. You must be prepared to fight for it. We are now in the United Kingdom, a place that they fought also to be free from the tyrannical shackles of the ruling elite. It also happened in the USA that chased away the British government. It happened in Russia, in France, all over the world, in Iran. Anywhere you go and people are advancing is because there was at one point or the other, or there were some form of revolution in the past. People said, no, we cannot continue this way, even in China, even in Japan, where they said that the absoluteness of the monarchy can no longer be sustainable. It is no longer sustainable even in Japan. They also revolted. Therefore, that is how you understand or come to appreciate the mindset of a people who are willing to develop. You must say no to evil. You must say no to things that are bad. You must say no to things that you know are responsible for dragging you backwards. That is exactly what we are doing. We want a revolution, and people must be able to come forward, to come and join us in doing so. And here we continue. Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram relocating from Sambisa to capture territories in the northeast of the zoo. Exactly what ISIS is doing. Eyewitness in the villages near Sambisa forest have reported that the insurgents had been moving their families and possibly many of their abductees to safer grounds in towns captured in recent weeks. Villagers living near Sambisa forest in Borno state have reported seeing a large number of Boko Haram militants leaving the wooded forest yesterday morning and moving towards southern Borno. A security source who spoke to Sahara reporters also confirmed the account of the villagers. He said Nigeria's intelligence agents were aware that members of the deadly sect, who had before now been residing in the Sambisa forest, are now coming down to occupy the territories that they captured from the Nigerian army. These are towns and villages that fell when the Nigerian army lost out to this ragtag band of jihadists. The army fled. They ran to Cameroon in what they later termed rather very falsely and shamelessly as some kind of tactical maneuver. They ran away, took off their uniforms, came back to buy normal civilian clothing, and that is military tactical maneuver in the zoo. How sad. How very sad. We are also reporting that four military officers who have been quizzed for their involvement in acts that are inimical to military tradition, whatever that means in English. Strong indications emerged on Wednesday that the military high command had started taking decisive steps against security personnel involved in acts inimical to military tradition. It was gathered on that same Wednesday that four army officers were arrested for allegedly encouraging some soldiers who disobeyed a directive on posting to Bama, one of the areas where Nigerian troops are fighting Boko Haram insurgents. The army are not willing to fight. Most of them cannot fight because they don't know or quite understand what they are going to die for. The zoo that they're fighting for, the zoo called Nigeria that they claim that they are fighting for, is not there to look after their interest. They are ogres at the top that sent them. They have foreign bank accounts. They travel abroad for medical treatment. They are doing everything possible to ensure that they maintain their lifestyle, they maintain their livelihood, and that is what is not acceptable. Some of these soldiers are now aware of what is happening, and in so doing, they are making sure that they no longer fight. They do not wish to fight for the Zulu army, and they will not do so. Therefore, they are disobeying orders. Some of these officers who are Hausa Fulani are encouraging their colleagues not to fight against their brothers in Boko Haram, not to fight against their people that believe in the same jihadist tendency. They have come to conquer. They have come to pillage. They have come to forcibly Islamize. They have come to make sure that mothers are rendered childless and that women are without their parents. That is what they are doing. And in so doing, they have decided not to fight. And the military only rounded off 4 of them. There are over 500 that fled. These are the ones that we know, the ones that they are reporting. There are many more who are missing. Many, many more who are missing because they do not wish to fight for the army of the Zulu. Now is the time for us to strike these very people. Now is the time for us to get together and do what is right. That time is now, not tomorrow, not day after, because this very army cannot fight on two fronts at all. It is impossible. They turn to try and come after us, and they will be overrun. Now is the time to do something. We are not noted for planning ahead, but we do advise our people that now is the time to plan ahead, because we will win. 40 people have been feared killed in Fresh Alago, a gunfight in Nasarawa. Not less than 40 people have been feared killed in fresh fights between the Alago and Egon people of Nasarawa State yesterday, while over 50 houses were also set ablaze. The fight took place at Tudun Adabu in Obi, local government area of the state. An eyewitness who was at the scene of the event said that the fight was initially between Egon people and Fulani headsmen in Asakyo, headquarters of Lafia East local government, but that quickly degenerated, pitching these two very communities together, Alago and Egon people, and many people also died. 40 people were killed in the Zulu. If the police doesn't get you, the army will. If the army does not kill you, Boko Haram will. If Boko Haram doesn't kill you, then the next village will descend upon you. That is strife. That is complete breakdown of law and order. That is complete chaos in that very zoo they call Nigeria. The National Bureau of Statistics in the zoo, that is the zoo's National Bureau of Statistics, have yesterday published the final rebased Nigerian gross domestic product. They have come again, this rebasing, doing money doubling and lying, claiming that the economy of the zoo is the 26th largest in the world, placing it above, I think, countries like South Africa, saying that it is now the largest economy in the world. All are lies, all are deceit, never ever true. We shall go into that in far more greater detail in a short while. But first of all, let us report that the former President Olusegun Obasanjo and President Goodluck Jonathan yesterday held a closed-door meeting following high rate of insecurity in the zoo occasioned by the Boko Haram insurgency. The problem appears to be getting out of control, with terrorists capturing Gwoza and declaring it an Islamic caliphate. The meeting was held at the Presidential Villa Abuja on the invitation of President Jonathan. He wants to invite Obasanjo, or he did invite Obasanjo, to see what this very head ape man will be able to do. But the difference is that they don't quite appreciate that you cannot bribe Boko Haram, because they allowed Obasanjo to be in power. Obasanjo handed over power in the zoo to MPN, a Hausa man, Shehu Shagari. Obasanjo commissioned or commenced the building of the Federal Capital Territory in Abuja. So the Hausa Fulani people trust him. Obasanjo is the only Yoruba man that the Hausa people will allow to hold the reins of power, because he gave power to them. He entrenched their hegemony. That is why they trust him. The reason why they are against you, Jonathan, is because you are a Christian. And to them, it is against their law. It is haram. It is a sin for them to be governed or their affairs presided over by a Christian. That is something you ought to understand. It is not about insecurity in the zoo. It is not anything you have done. It is because of your presence. You are where you call the shots as the chief executive of an Islamic country. Nigeria is an Islamic republic, and they do not want it. That is why the killings will continue until they kill you or you leave office. Only then, even then, it will be too late. Because look at Iraq, at what is happening. Americans are no longer there. They are still fighting. Look at Afghanistan, what is happening there. That is why all of them who are the financiers of Boko Haram, who are sponsoring Boko Haram, they are in for one massive shock, one massive surprise. This very insurgency by Boko Haram will not stop. Their terrorism can only intensify. Go to Afghanistan, go to Iraq, you will begin to appreciate, you will begin to understand the level of difficulties that those sponsors of Boko Haram are indeed in. Go and check it, and you will find out for yourselves that the zoo is finished. It can no longer be put back together. Once a people starts to march, they do not stop. You cannot bribe them. Why is it that the so-called jets of the zoo have not been able to deploy them? But Obasanjo bombed Odi to smithereens. Obasanjo bombed Warri area. Have you forgotten what happened in Delta State? Have you all forgotten what happened in Odi? Have you all forgotten what happened at Zaki Biam? No, we have not forgotten. But because it has to do with Hausa Fulani people, BBC and other Muslim-friendly media houses are watching and listening very attentively, Jonathan will dare not deploy the Air Force to go and bomb those places they claim to be Boko Haram strongholds. They will never do that. But they are busy killing people. That is Boko Haram. Busy slaughtering people. And there is nothing we can do about it. That is why Biafra is the only counterweight. Biafra is the only counterbalance against this very marauding army. You give us all the tools that we need, we will stop Boko Haram and bring their insurgency to an end. The prize they are looking for is to capture Biafran land, to capture Biafra territory. If we deny them that, they will go back to the former army they sent went back to Zaria. They came and they failed. All across West Africa, Islam made it to the Atlantic Ocean, with the exception of Biafra land. With the exception of Biafra land. That is why we must keep it so. If they try to dip the Quran in the Atlantic on our side, and we stop them, they will go back to Borno, to Sokoto, from whence they came. They know what they are doing. This is a very violent, virulent form of jihadist Islam. They have come to kill. They have come to forcibly convert. And by the time most of us who are docile and still sleeping come to that realization, it may be too late for us. It may be too late. That is why we must continue. That is why our work must be ceaseless. That is why we must be relentless. That is why we must continue doing this very work until Biafra comes, and even beyond. Because the information we are imparting to our people, the knowledge, the wisdom that they acquire through listening to Radio Biafra will stand everybody in good stead and ensure that this new Biafra can never ever be another zoological republic. Biafra can never be another Nigeria. It is manifestly impossible. It can never happen because Radio Biafra is here. And we must continue to preach this very truth. We are also reporting today in greater detail, as we promised you, the another final rebasing. Before they rebased it, it wasn't correct. They went back and based it. It wasn't correct. Now, this is the final rebasing of the rebasing that they have done to the base. Only in the zoo. Playing with words, playing with figures, deceiving themselves and not us. Deceiving themselves and not us. We continue. The National Bureau of Statistics, NBS, yesterday published the final rebased Nigerian Gross Domestic Product, GDP. According to this report, Expenditure Approach 2010 to 2013, which raised the size of the economy marginally to about 81.009 trillion. The latest GDP figures did not, however, alter the nation's economic status as the 26th biggest in the world and the biggest at the continental level, based on earlier reports released in April, which estimated to value the economy at about 80 trillion, about $510 billion. Only $510 billion, an economy that is housing or allegedly containing over 160 million people. How much is it again? 510 billion dollars. $510 billion. The World Bank had put Nigeria's GDP for 2012 at 262 billion and South Africa at 384.3 billion. This is according to the World Bank. Then the zoo called Nigeria went and did their own calculation. And they did money doubling. It jumped now from 262.6 billion all the way to 510 billion. Money doubling. And how do they calculate the GDP in the zoo? For you to be able to calculate the GDP, you must be able to at least get a measure of at least most of the economic activities going on in the diverse economy, apart from the underground economy. In the Western world, where you employ people without papers and you pay them without their payment going through the normal payroll that is now reported to the Inland Revenue. This is very, very important so people understand how the new Biafra is going to function. When you employ people in what they call the black economy or the underground economy, you employ somebody, maybe a migrant worker, you pay them, but what you're paying them is not tax deductible because the taxman doesn't know, and what the taxman does not know is not factored into the GDP calculation of the country. That's how it is done. Now, every other activity that takes place, you report to Companies House or to Inland Revenue, it is calculated in one way or the other because those workers are paid a salary. Is that correct? Everywhere, even in the United Kingdom, you are either self-employed, and when you are, you have to declare your income to Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs. So that way they capture as many people as possible in terms of being able to accurately report on the GDP. But in the zoo, there is a woman that deals in crayfish who travels maybe to York, to Calabar, to go and buy crayfish and bring back. There is no contact with the National Statistics Office, no contact with the Inland Revenue. They deal and only transact their business in cash. How are you going to account for that in a GDP? Where did you get your figures from? How do you collate your figures that goes into the making of this very report? These are the questions that we should be asking these people that trot out these figures all the time because they don't know what they're talking about. That is why Okonjo-Iweala cannot be World Bank governor. These people don't know what they're doing. How did you come to the calculation to the figures that you are using? How did you calculate it? There is a vulcanizer on the roadside fixing tires for people. He never goes. Some of them don't even have bank accounts. They don't report the activities. How have you factored what they're doing into consideration? Or did you double it? Where is the proof that the exact forecast you're basing all these projections on or all these figures on is accurate? Are your systems computerized? The answer is no, because you don't have any light. You run out of petrol even when you decide to run the generator. How did you come to these figures? How manage? How did you come to them? Because there in that part of the world, in the zoo, in that habitation of darkness, that very dwelling place of retards, they do not do things properly. You do not calculate your GDP by sitting in Abuja and just trotting out figures. You just get hold of the World Bank figures and just double it. And that is called rebasing. You are bigger than South Africa when you have no manufacturing base. Oil. That is all you have. you sell oil, you import everything else. It is called a rentier economy. That is the name given to it by my good friend Goran Haydn, who's an economist. Rentier economy. That's what you run. You sell only oil. You import everything else because you are lazy. You are palpably very, very, visibly very lazy. You cannot grow your economy. And you're telling us about rebasing. How many times do you rebase an economy? Rebasing. No wonder. 10 people will register to go and vote. And 1,000 people will vote on that very day. It is called rebasing of the votes. It's called votes rebasing. 10 adults registered to vote. At the final count on the day of election, you find out that you have over 1,000 people voting in that very ward. That is called electoral rebasing, to rebase the electoral register. That is what happens to them. Everything is a fraud. Everything is a joke. Everything can be twisted or turned upside down and become fraudulent. Let us continue, because we want to make sure that these people, they stop this rubbish all the time. Rebasing. I don't know what is wrong with these people and telling lies. What do they gain from all these things that they do? According to the latest report, the final consumption of household items expenditure accounted for the largest chunk of the rebased GDP profile. In other words, consumption of household expenditure. How many things do you consume that you manufacture? Household expenditure. Not food and drinks. Household expenditure, which means things like your fan, your refrigerator, things like air conditioning units, like your television and all the rest of it. Where did they come from? From China. All you do is to consume. Consumption. You don't manufacture. You consume. This latest report is saying that consumption, to eat or to consume goods manufactured abroad, accounted for the largest chunk of the economy. As I told you, you sell crude oil and you import everything else. An economy of fools. An economy of fools. And these are the people that want to go and head World Bank. You think the people at the World Bank are foolish? So that you bring your wayward ways of running an economy to the World Bank and ruin everything for everybody. Mad people, indeed. Mad people. The chunk of the rebased GDP profile, standing at about 58 trillion naira in 2013, up from the 42 trillion of the preceding year. Every year they import even more. The report also indicated that expenditure on export goods and services stood at 14 trillion as against 22 trillion recorded in 2012. Are you listening? Expenditure on export goods, that the goods that the zoo exports, is stood at 14.6 trillion. But the year before that, it was 22.8 trillion, which means they have recorded a fall in it. They are even exporting less and less and consuming more and more. As the consumption from import grows, their own what they're exporting falls, creating a deficit in their books in terms of international trade, isn't it? Depleting the foreign reserve, if at all they have any. I don't want to tell them, teach them about economics. We will reserve it for when Biafra comes. These people are deceivers, they are cheats, and they are liars. They should not be trusted, because that there is no iota of truth coming from them. Those are our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the 28th day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. And right now our lines are open. We are reminding everybody once again that we have a Nordic conference coming up starting from tomorrow, and we expect as many people as possible to be there. We are making sure that this very message gets into every nook and into every cranny. And if you call Radio Biafra now, we must and should be able to take your call. The number once again is +44 78 313 0836. That is the number to call. And also, our Skype is simply Radio Biafra 1. The other line is +44 208 133 9976. We have a caller on the line. If I am not mistaken, this very caller, please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Chukwudi from calling from Australia, Canberra. Good morning over there and good evening from here. I want to thank you for today. And yes, we missed you for these past few days. A lot of people was worried. So what is going on? But anyway, our enemy is trying hard to bring us down, but we not succeed.
Never.
Yeah, I just want, I want to touch on our military guys. I just want to use this opportunity to encourage our men, Biafran soldiers who are serving in Nigerian Army. They should not go and fight a Boko Haram because they are fighting a war they don't know about. And the question is, what are you fighting for? The record is there. Let's go back to ECOMOG, the ECOWAS in Liberia. Those of your colleagues that went and fought in ECOMOG in Liberia, is it 1985 something? Where are they today? Those that died, where are they? Did the government remember any family member of them?
Never, never.
What did the military did? They threw away the widows from the barrack, exactly. And the next officer takes over, and you get forgotten. So my brothers, Biafran brothers in the army, don't go and fight because they are going to kill you. That is certain. And when you die there, nobody remembers you, and you die for nothing. If they send you to war front to fight Boko Haram, because you know definitely 150%. Sure, you are going to be a dead man. Just walk away. If you think that you can't survive, that's where your income is. Yes, I stand, but we don't encourage your people doing bad things. Gather your men, go and rob a bank in the north. They are collect the money and go down and live in a good life. Or go and get your ogre at the top. They carry the money. Get them. Take them and let them give you guys money and disappear from that army, because for sure you guys are going to die. And you guys are not going to stop Boko Haram. That's the bottom line. That's the area I want to touch this morning. Director, you haven't tell us the exact date we are going to do our farming, because it's very, very important.
I have been waiting.
And if we don't do it, it's going to be again next year.
Do we have a date now for this? Do we have a date?
Yes, it's from what I see, it's October 3rd. That was on Friday.
On a Friday, October the 3rd, that's the Day of Atonement.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So we have to ask Tukwu Adeyemo for forgiveness of what our ancestors did, selling our brothers, slave, Osu, and every other evil things we did to our brothers. Because they are crying. That's why we are suffering today. And then asking to grant us our heart desire, the kingdom, his own kingdom, which is Biafra. And for sure, he's going to do that. Once we do this, all of us as a nation, not as individuals, as a nation, That's the key to our problem. Some of our problem will be solved. Talking about the economy, you know, Director,
yes.
They make up the figure. I'm not the economist, but the way they do, they cook their book. They just bring in a figure and then deceive ordinary man in the street. Perhaps maybe they gather the statistics from Dankota, the one-man monopoly,
yes.
And then use the figure and then say, yeah, this is what... the economy, what kind of a country is that? They have a seaport. No seaport is working. Only one in the Lagos. The whole country using one seaport. Then one single person is using the whole seaport, the rest of the seaport in the east. No international airport, nothing like a diverse economy. Everybody park in one place, Abuja or Lagos. What kind of society is that? Anyway, that's what we get from... Kato Rea being the head of state. Our people's brain has turned to that level. They don't think like a human being anymore. They think like a Kato Rea. So that's why when you see some of them, if you tell them about Biafra, they start asking, what are you talking about? What is that Biafra? And what is it? Is it going to give me food? you look at them and say, look at this person, I don't think he's well at all. He's thinking like a cattle, like his master. Because, you know, if your master is not smart, the servant will be even more dumb. That is what is going on. So then, yeah, so all the after is about a little money on the table. So, Director, without wasting time, I just want to say
you are not.
Thank you very much. And may Chukwu Abiyama continue blessing you and continue giving you strength. And it's very, very, I will use this opportunity to encourage our people in Europe to come out, those who can attend the Catalonia rally, 1 million-man march in next month on the 11th. I encourage everyone to come out and support. And, you know, as they said,
of course.
You never know what we hear. When you remember, when you go and help others,
if we help,
you never know
if
what
we help
we
the Catalans, they will come back and help us. And we
yes.
We have another caller on the line. Please, that caller, stay where you are. Or former, please, round up for us. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, sir. We encourage everyone to participate. And yes. And finally, I want to use the opportunity to thank those of us who are adding their friends in Facebook. And the message is going across, and we continue asking for us to continue adding our friends. Those who haven't added, please add their friends so that the message will be continued spreading to the every corner, because a lot of people are getting our message, and we have to continue that as far as we can. Please. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you. Thank you. That is Chukwu, your former from Canberra in Australia, one of our benefactors, one of the financiers of Radio Biafra, a very good man, a very, very good man. God will bless him and his family. We have a caller on the line, on the phone. This caller, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Director.
Good morning, please, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling us from.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, how are you, sir?
Very well.
Nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Yeah. God bless you.
Yeah, my name is Ndokova Benjamin Okereke, lead seasonal coordinator.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm from Ubele Mbudi in Imo State in Biafra land, and I live in Leeds.
Thank you.
West Yorkshire in UK.
Yes. Go ahead.
Good morning, Biafrans. Good morning, everybody. I will first of all start by announcing our meeting of the Indigenous People of Biafra Leeds branch on this Saturday, 30th September 2014. Time 4 p.m. We start at 4 p.m. at number 7 Ingram Close. Please, I am urging all Indigenous people of Biafra Leeds that reside in Leeds to please attend this meeting. The hour has come for us not to miss a meeting, because we have a crucial agenda to discuss. We have things coming up now that we need to sort out and attend. Please, dear brothers and sisters in Leeds, in West Yorkshire, please, please attend this meeting this coming Saturday at number 7 Ingram Close. The number to contact is 074-7489-2489. Please, those of you that goes out there wearing different uniform, please, this is the time you can come to the meeting and put your own point across. Director, I want to use this opportunity to, I was listening to the news this morning. Director, I think we don't know what is happening in Nigeria, because Nigeria has no government. There's nothing that is working or that has been in order in Nigeria. The statistics of the accounts or whatever that they are bringing out this morning is baseless, because there's nothing that is appropriate in that country. We have no government, we have no governors, we have no president, we have nobody. We're just running an empty government. Come and chop and go. That is what it is in Nigeria. So where are they bringing all these figures is what we don't know. And it's something that we must not break our head on, because they are baseless. So I urge you, Biafran, and our directors, Namdi, I urge you, please, do whatever you can to give us our better Biafra, so that they will emulate, they will copy from us when Biafra comes. I greet you all Radio Biafra directors and directors, UCHMFO, our sisters and brothers in Biafra land, helping us to build Biafra land. May you continue to do what you are doing, because the Almighty God will be with you all and your families. May God bless you. May God bless you as you are working hard for this corner of Biafra. We will reward you when Biafra comes. Don't worry.
Thank you.
And Chukwabiam, I will reward you as well.
Thank you
very much. I'm also asking our brothers who will be coming to Catalonia with me, if anybody is ready to come. I'm going, and if they want to get in touch so that we can go together, we can book our flights together, please, they should get in touch to me. My number is 07474892489. God bless all Biafrans and the Biafrans in Leeds. Please come to this meeting on Saturday. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you.
God bless you all.
Thank you, my dear brother, and God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. We just announced our meeting in Leeds, that Biafrans are meeting everywhere. We are in Birmingham. We are in Leeds. We are in Nottingham as well. We are also in Manchester. We are moving ahead relentless in our pursuit, and our lines are open. We can take your views and your calls. If you do so, you will tell us just your name and where you're calling us from. You will be able to express it if you have a question. Isn't it very funny how we no longer get questions asked anymore? People no longer ask us questions because they know how serious we are. They know how determined we are, because they also have come to the realization, to the appreciation, that here we are not moving, that we are learned, we are polished, cultured, and wholesomely knowledgeable about this very issue of Biafra. They dare not challenge us. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Your name, please, and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they can't. Can you hear me? I don't think they're waiting to hear my voice come through the line. They do not understand the laws of physics. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from, please.
Hello, I'm calling from Enugu.
MNN Enugu. What is your name?
My name is Uchenna Wibo.
Uchenna Wibo.
Are you in the room?
Yes, please. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning. I can hear you. Please, go ahead. Uchenna, go ahead. Good morning to you.
Yeah. I'm calling you last Saturday. I'm telling you about in the military. Then you told me that you call me back.
That is correct, because we are assembling. Don't worry about that. As I said, we have your details. Your number ends in 289. We have your details, and somebody is going to make contact with you. Please, you should stay where you are.
My director, please, I want to join our people, please, in army. Please, in the military, please. Definitely. I told you, the reason I thought in the military, not to go in a military, because of my country, Biafra. Because I love my country, please. That's why I study the school. So,
are you prepared to go to? If we send you to camp today, are you prepared to go today? If we send you to where we are, if we send you to camp today, will you go?
Yes.
Okay. That's no
problem. I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, no problem. We have a screening process. We will screen you, and then you can come and join us. And you will get that very call this evening before 5 p.m. You will get a call. And then you can go and join our people. This is something that most people don't quite understand, that we have men to feed, men under arms, but we shall do so. And thank you very, very much. We'll call you before 5 this very evening. We have another caller on the line. This caller is on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Chinonso. I'm calling from zoo.
Which part of the zoo? Chinonso, which part of the zoo are you in?
I'm in Osun State.
Osun State, please go ahead. Go ahead.
My name of calling is, I want to know the year that Biafra have their freedom.
It depends on the year that we all work very hard to get it. It depends on the year we all work very hard to get it. That is when our freedom will come. We cannot be specific. We cannot give you a particular date, but it is surely coming, depending on the hard work that we do.
Okay. But see, people over here are not serious of this Biafra issue, because they are listening to radio. They say the radio is not clear. Like, they want to see the television, the Biafra television. That's the end, and I want to know how can we have to get the radio Biafra television.
The television, as soon as we have enough funds, we're able to come on TV. TV is more expensive, even more expensive than the radio we're having at the moment. And radio is expensive. We are a satellite, very, very expensive business. Imagine coming on TV as well. So we're going to come on TV, please. Do try and bear with us. As long as or as soon as we are able to generate enough interest, enough goodwill, enough trust, people will be able to also support us well enough to go over to television platform to bring you. We have our TV already. UCHMFO has been able to launch that, which is working very well. But for us to put it on satellite is the key. We have it. We have everything in place to go on satellite. But for us to actually put it on satellite platform costs a lot, lots and lots of money. That is the problem. And we are going to be able to do so as quickly as possible. Radio Biafra, our lines are open. There is Radio Biafra 1 on Skype. Is it not working or what is happening to Skype? It hasn't... No one is ringing it or what? I'm surprised. Radio Biafra 1 on Skype. I can see all the monitors here. It is working and in good order. So what is going on? Radio Biafra 1 is on Skype. The caller on the phone, I don't know. A lot of people are calling us from back home, which is a very good thing. A very good, I said it and somebody called. So it is working. Is it when we are about to close now, they start flooding us with it? Let's go to that very line. The caller on Skype, is it, did you call Skype because I said so?
No, I didn't call. I've been trying since yesterday night.
Okay, please go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
My name is Namani Emmanuel. I'm from Nkano, East Local Government of Biafra Land. And I'm calling from Italy.
From Italy. Which part of Italy are you in?
Yeah. I'm in Padova.
Are you part of this glorious family called Biafrans of Italy?
Of course, sir. I'm one of the admin.
Wonderful. Please go ahead. You're welcome. Yeah. Go ahead.
Our Ebo Director, I want to first of all start in thanking you, thanking everybody for what we have been doing, especially you. I pray that Almighty God will strengthen you, the God of Biafra. We give us strength and we have our freedom. Also, I want to make a little bit contribution of yesterday call. The guy that called yesterday, after the guy that called from Zoo yesterday, after that our brother in Canada called. That guy, I think that guy is a spy. Why I say he's a spy, he's very interested in knowing the guy's number that come from Canada. To know his number, to I don't know what he's capable of doing, but I pray that God of Biafra will not allow it to happen.
You see?
Yeah. Also, I want to contribute again to our people here. I'm urging each and everyone to come up on Sunday, especially on Sunday we have our general meeting in Padova near train station. I'm calling each and every one of us to come out so that we can do this together, because they say in family united we stand. I'm telling us. Yeah.
Of course. What you need to do is to continue what people are doing in Padova. Padova is huge, because I remember when I broadcast from Padova how huge it was. So continue your good work. Continue with that. The caller on the line on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
Okay, Director. Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
My name is Okechukwu Ebwin.
Okechukwu, where are you calling from?
I am calling from India. And I hail from Umuaka, Enugu, Imo State of Biafra Land.
Umuaka, please go ahead. You're calling us from India. Please go ahead.
please, Director, I really want to use this opportunity to thank you and also pray that Chukwu Adeoma will keep on giving you strength from still. You must grow. I pray that you grow from strength to strength in order to achieve this and together with us. But my primary purpose of calling this morning is to make the announcement of our meeting coming Sunday. Please, I am calling on to the people that reside in the North Delhi zone of India that we shall be having our meeting, our zonal meeting here in North Delhi on Sunday. I really want to as well use this opportunity to thank our people who attended our meeting last Sunday and still urging some of them who has not been turning up to please kindly do yourself this favor and attend our meeting, because in India we are formidable and everything that you've been hearing have been settled, everything. Because one thing people should bear in mind is that any government or maybe group that have no challenge will not stand. So they should not consider anything. They should be attending our meetings, because this is not one man show, and no one man can achieve this cost only. So I am begging upon our people who reside in the North Delhi zone, please, they should do their selves favor to come to our meeting on Sunday. And the venue of our meeting have not changed. It's still the same place at Nirankare Colony, precisely at the Pastor Innocent Church. Disciples of God Mission is the name of the church. In case you want to contact our zonal coordinator, Mazi Obiora Anibob, his number is 987-356-0416. I repeat, 987-356-0416. Please, people should endeavor to attend our meeting this Sunday. God bless all Biafrans worldwide. Thank you, Director.
You too. Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra. Our meetings are being announced all over the world. We are attending them. One is in Leeds, one in Padova, and also now in the North Delhi area. We have moved into a zonal structure, and for that, we expect a lot of responsibilities to lie on the shoulders of zonal coordinators, who we even expect to go out and create other sub-zones as well. This is Radio Biafra, your radio station. We are transmitting to the entirety of humanity. From the United Kingdom, we are doing so in the full knowledge that Chukwu Adeoma is not only God, but also the creator of the heavens and the earth. We must go to our lines, and we must take your calls. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Okola Chibes. I'm calling from zoo.
Which part of the zoo are you in? Which cage? Which area are you in?
I'm living here in Ekiti State, but I'm from Ebonyi State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
As we were saying before about the soldiers, people that are interested, I'm interested on it.
You want to be a soldier?
Yeah, on Jaffa Land.
Okay, you text us your number after, not your, we have your number, text us to give us your details on this very line.
Okay.
After you have dropped, you send us a text message and somebody will also contact you before 5 p.m. this evening.
Okay. I'm hearing you, sir.
Yes, that's what you need to send us a text message after your call, and somebody will also be able to contact you.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. People are volunteering. That is what we're saying. We don't even need much volunteers from outside, but those of you volunteering from outside, you're more than welcome to come with us. But we have enough soldiers back home. We need to be able to support this very army. This army is going to do exceedingly well, and they are going to be successful at what they do. Be rest assured, we are going to be very, very successful. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you. Regardless of what you're doing, I think that we may have missed a call from one of our people from Indonesia, and we encourage them to please try and call back again. If you have an announcement to make, this is the time to call. You can call to do so. You can call to air your views, because we are here to propagate them. We are here to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty, and we are here making sure that every zonal coordinator is now responsible for reporting direct to us, for reporting to the whole world, how they are progressing, how well they are doing. Very, very important. We have moved to a zonal structure. It is therefore important that people step forward and ensure that they do what is right by telling us what is happening, what their strategy, what they're doing to ensure that this message propagates, that it spreads where they are, because that is the only way we can reach those who are very difficult to get to. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning. Good afternoon, sir. Good morning, London.
Good morning from this very place. Go ahead, please.
Yes, my name is Chidozie Onwuzo. I am an indigenous of Ihe in Isialangwa in Biafra land. I am residing presently in Jakarta, Indonesia. I am calling to announce our Parapo Roundtable Conference today by 5 p.m., approximately 3 hours from now, in the trading zone of Tanabang, where we are meeting our brothers who are trading in Tanabang. We have sent them circulars yesterday, and we also want to use this opportunity to reaffirm to them that the meeting is going to hold as informed as at yesterday. So I am using this opportunity to call upon the Biafran members here to come out for us to meet our brothers in Tanabang and deliberate on the issues of how to proceed and the way forward. And also, I want to announce our meeting coming up on Sunday. We are having a meeting on Sunday. Time is 3 p.m. at Kalapa Garden in Ruko, Batavia, at Kopioto's restaurant, because our meeting this time around comes up every Sunday. And then we expect every Biafran residing in Indonesia, both old and new members, to be on that meeting. This is my announcement. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Let us go over to the line again and see who is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, I can hear you. Please, let me bring down my system. Please.
Yes, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. When you call us, you do exactly the same. You turn your system down so that we can be able to hear you. For those of them joining us for the very first time, please, this is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. Our number is +447 813 08376.
Director, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead.
My name is Placid Olozie Abaga. I'm from Imo State in Okigwe local government in the Isioko community. I'm calling on behalf of one of our brother who called for India. It's like most of our people don't visit our Facebook page. Our venue of our meeting, we have a general meeting this coming Sunday, all zonal here in New Delhi, which have been posted about 24 or 23 hours ago. I think most of our people don't visit our Facebook page, where we will always share our informations. Our meeting coming this Sunday is a general meeting, Gurgaon Zone, North Delhi, South Delhi, West Delhi. We have to meet at West Delhi this coming Sunday. The address has been posted. This is the address here. West Delhi, WZ36A/3, Krishna Park Extension, Vikaspuri. I repeat, WZ36A/3, Krishna Park Extension, Vikaspuri. That is the venue of our general meeting this Sunday. Call this number for more information. The West Delhi coordinator, Mr. Okechukwu. His number is this: 08-37-50-25-347. I repeat his number: 08-37-50-25-347. Thank you, Director. That is only what I want to say, because I hope that some people are making mistake. They don't visit our Facebook page. If that guy has visited, I think he will know that there is a general meeting coming up this Sunday, which is next tomorrow.
Alozie, do we have North Delhi and West Delhi zones? Is that what you're leading us to believe? We have North Delhi and West Delhi as zones in India. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
And we'll have our ESCO meeting today, which we'll hold at GTB Nagar, the same zone that this my brother called from. Please, I urge all the ESCO, by 4 o'clock, we need to meet to discuss how Sunday meeting and how we are going to pay our this month's due, which you have never paid. Please, all the ESCOs, while coming, please come with your monthly due. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are, as always, coming to you live and direct. This is a live presentation. This is our AM offering on this very day, the 28th day of August in the year of our Lord, 2014. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? Let us go to Skype then. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning, director. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, please. Good morning to you. Your name, please, and where you're calling us from?
Yes, my name is Anthony Oluchukwu Okonkwo. I am calling from Mumbai, India.
Thank you very much. India is taking over the airwaves today, which is a very good thing. Please go ahead. I can hear you loud and clear, please. I can hear you. Go ahead.
By His Grace, I am the coordinator of Mumbai branch of the indigenous people of Biafra here in Mumbai.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We have North Delhi, West Delhi, and now Mumbai as well, calling us all the way from India. Please go ahead. You are our coordinator in Mumbai. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, director. I wish to thank you that I appreciate the good works the indigenous people of Biafra are doing worldwide. And I want to tell our doctors, wherever they are, they should come out from their cave, because what we are fighting for is for the freedom of their children, their unborn kids. We need to go home. If they're happy living abroad, a lot of us are not happy. We cannot be double slaves in this earth, in this planet earth. We are the children of God. So, director, I want to announce our meeting. Our people in Mumbai has not been turning up. I don't know what is the problem. Even when I volunteered my own place for meetings, I want to still announce our meeting on this coming Sunday, taking place by 6 p.m. at my place. It is a flat number 201, Lehar Building. It is in Malad West, Marve Beach Road. So anybody that is coming can contact this number, 09-30-212-869. I repeat, 09-30-212-869. That's my number for direction for anybody coming. I'm urging every Biafran citizen in Mumbai to join what we are doing, because whatever we do is documented and registered. I want to thank you very much, director. We are doing our best here in Mumbai to support our armies, and whatever is happening, we are following up. We will always be there behind you and supporting you. Thank you so much to all the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. I will rest my case for today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. We also have a presence in Mumbai as well. People must avail themselves of all these gatherings to go there to tell us how you feel or what you think we ought to do. You must go there and tell us. Very, very important. I don't know. If you call us, please just don't disengage. You stay where you are until we come to you. People do that all the time. I do not know why some of them don't persevere. I can't understand the reason why. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, my director.
Good morning, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
This is Sandy Bitteriak. I'm calling from Waterford, Ireland.
From Waterford in Ireland. How is the family in Waterford doing now that they are a zone reporting directly to the directorate? How are our people in Waterford in Ireland, please?
Yeah, people in Waterford are coming up, my director. That's good. Things are coming up very well. There's no problem.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, it's in respect to what our brother performer just said. I think if you check your WhatsApp, I just sent you a text there about the atonement. And we in Waterford and Cork, we carried out such prayers during our 30-day march, and it was very emotional, you know. So we need to ask Chukwu Abiyama, all of us all over the world, together, to ask forgiveness for what ancestors did. You know, it's very horrendous. And I think it's going to help our cause. That's just what I want to emphasize on.
Yes. You know,
and secondly, my opinion, I think I've also said that since that your box, I think our people are under a spell. And after these prayers and by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, such spell will be removed. They are under a spell because when you look all over the world, those that should cry out because they have been marginalized and killed and intimidated and taken out of their land, they are the same people that are fighting the just cause of the restoration of Biafra. And you keep wondering what is wrong with their way of reasoning. It's only people that is under a spell that can behave or talk that way or reason that way. So my director, after this, we can do that. I think something good will come out of it. Thank you
very much. Of course, something good will come out of it. We will have our atonement. It is a day we are going to pray to Chukwu Abiyama to forgive us of all our sins, including the selling of our own kind. If you go to the Caribbean, it is replete with our people all over the place, from Haiti to Trinidad and Tobago, all the way to Jamaica. All Biafran people sold forcibly into slavery. If we did not sell them, we did not do enough to stop them being taken away. We must atone for that. Usu as well. We do not like it. It is not from God. All the idol worshipping, all the evil things that happened, we copied from the people of the forest. We must ask Chukwu Abiyama for forgiveness. We shall do so this year on the 3rd of October. We shall do so. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? My goodness me. They are not paying attention, are they? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. They cannot hear us. And I'm sure I can hear them, or we were hearing them. We can get the noise coming from their side, but they were not saying anything at all. We encourage them next time to try and do something about it. Let us see once again. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, good please. Morning, good morning, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Richard Namu, but I'm calling back again.
Yes. From MLA in Enugu, is that correct? Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead.
So, because I'm very, very interested about what I said.
Yes, and you will be called. Somebody will give you a call before 5 o'clock. I've told you that. Today, you'll be called today. Our people will call you today. Don't worry about that. You will be called today.
What do you say? You say what I say? I text message.
Yes. You will be called. Don't worry about that. You will be called. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Good afternoon from India.
Good morning
from India. My name is... All right. Thank you. My name is Franklin Emelike Kano. Yeah, I help from Uvim in Ishwato local government of Abia State.
You're answering. Are you related to Rear Admiral Ndubuisi Kano?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
He awakened from the same place, sir.
Okay, because he answers Kano as well. Please, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. All right, sir. I want to talk about the headlines which you read earlier on about what is in our place. And because of that, I'm urging our people to, you know, rise up in masses to support this very struggle. Because for me, I believe God really brought you out to liberate us, to use you as Joshua to liberate the Biafrans in general. So I'm urging everybody, people, especially in India, we have over 50,000 Biafrans in India, but when you talk about Biafra to them, they feel very reluctant. And not that their life is so good. Everybody is suffering. They are suffering. But when you talk about Biafra, their future, they are not paying attention. They will be mocking. So everybody who is listening, even other Biafrans all over the world, is not only to listen to Radio Biafra. You come out. It's not only about money, but your idea and human resource. We can achieve this thing together. It's not sitting in your house listening to Radio Biafra, maybe taking Radio Biafra as an avenue where you can read news or listen to news, but also come out as a person and support this very struggle in India. I believe if only Biafrans in India can come out, we'll get this Biafra within the twinkle of an eye, because we have many Biafrans, many capable Biafrans here in India. So I'm calling everybody to come out. And secondly, Director, I want to talk about, you are saying we have three zones in India. No, we have about five zones in India. We have North, we have West, we have South, and we have Gurgaon and also Mumbai. And I think Pune is also coming up. So about six zones we have in India. Thank you, Director, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother, for that clarification. Thank you very much for that. Our people are listening, they are paying attention, and that is exactly what we like, because here it is the radio station, Radio Biafra, the only platform, the only place where the interest of Biafrans are paramount, where the lives of our people is also very important to us, because we are going to pick a date this very afternoon during the directorate meeting. This very afternoon, a date that we are going to picket Malaysian embassies all over the world to ask them to stop killing our people. I don't know what sort of activism our people think that they are involved in. On Rubewan Nabaloso, we are not here to allow our people to be killed in Malaysia. If we allow them to continue dying, other people may take advantage as well and continue the same treatment. You don't know who is going to be next. I think it is about time that we placed the Malaysian government on notice that the killing of our people will no longer be tolerated. We can't allow it to continue. It is not a good thing. We are not savages. We are not savages. We don't believe in going out and killing or robbing people. We don't do things like that. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet Earth. The time now is fast approaching 8:30 a.m. in the morning here in the United Kingdom. Depending on where you are, it is also 8:30 the hour. Wherever you are, regardless of your time zone, your continent, and the country that you're in, this is Radio Biafra. We welcome each and every one of you. If this is your very first time, you are welcome to this very platform where truth is spoken. This very platform where the pursuit of Biafra liberation is paramount. That is why we exist, not just to disseminate news and information, but we are here to lend credence and do justice to what is right, to ensure that those of them who are shackled, to ensure that those of us who have been bound into slavery in the damnable zoological republic, that we extricate ourselves from it. And delightfully, I have been joined by the very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Mamezu. Can you hear me?
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, barrister. Please go ahead. The world is waiting. Go ahead.
Yes, just to thank our fellow Biafrans, wherever they are calling from, especially those who are calling from India, people calling from Osu State in the zoo, people calling from Enugu, Biafrans, you are doing very well. Everybody is coming up trying to support and sustain our campaign for the restoration of Biafra. I am impressed. I am happy what is going on. I've been listening from beginning when you finish reading the news. So our people are seriously coming up, and I love the guy. Even he called twice to assure you that he wants to join the Biafran army. He is very keen, and with enthusiasm, he wants you to call him. And I've assured him, he will reach him by 5 p.m. this evening.
Before 5. In fact, in before the next, 5. Next 3 hours, he'll be called, yes.
Director, your word is your bond. That is why everybody is coming out. I'm thanking all the directorate of state, those who are appointed, those selected, those who are given the power to generate interest, to bring out men, women into Biafra struggle. We are doing our very best. Chukwuebioma is our guide. and is providing for all that we need to sustain this particular struggle. I'm impressed. One or two things I want to say to our Biafran men in the Zulu military. Be very careful, be cautious, because since the Zulu heard that we are interested in our Biafran soldiers serving in the Zulu army, they are using all tactical style in order to eliminate you by sending you to the war front before the Boko Haram. You have to decamp, whichever way you look at it. You have to move away. Do not go and die for Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. They haven't got your interest. They are not serving the interest of you as far as you are Biafran. Look at the yesterday news. Hausa man say that they are interested in killing Igbos. They are interested in killing Christians. So it should serve as a note of warnings to all of you in the military, those who are serving the Zulu. There is nothing there for you. Do your best to move away. Give excuses if you cannot run away, because they are sending you to go and die, so as to reduce the numbers of those who will fight the Biafran impending struggle. All of you, be careful. You have no stake in the name Nigeria. It's a fake contraption, and it is dissipating, it is disappearing. There is no system in that zoo that is working. Nothing is effective. Everybody is lying, stealing and looting and taking our money. The money of Biafrans has been taken abroad. No infrastructure, nothing to sing as a song in that land. I was looking at the photos in Abia. In Aba, Aba has been left as a ghost Aba, area.
Barrister, Aba is decaying. Aba
it is.
Aba
it is.
Has decayed.
Director, I wept. Aba is supposed to be the power of Igbo land. They manufacture anything you can think of. They deliberately left Aba to just die off. And Aba is becoming a dump. What is cry shame? We should resist all these things. Our people, please wake up. The people in the zoo have a very bad agenda for Biafrans. Our governors have been assigned to serve the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. Therefore, they have no interest. Rucha Sokocha has already defined himself as a malam, and there is nothing we can do about it other than to remove him and appoint a Biafran man to champion the Biafran interest. We should not hide. We should not keep quiet. We should come out effectively, as most people are doing. As I already said, I'm impressed. Our people are coming. Once knife, twice beaten. We have taken a lot of beatings, and we cannot allow these beatings to carry on. We are marginalized abroad, killed abroad. At home, we are not safe. Our people are all over the places. They are suffering. What a shame, dear friends. All of you, get up, let's go home. I know some people are still saying some are not interested. Not everybody will be interested. You have to borrow a leaf before the establishment of the State of Israel. Some people are even campaigning. Look at what is happening in this country, in United Kingdom. A Scottish man is arguing against a Scottish man for their independence. So all of you should not say everybody must come for Biafra restoration. It will not happen. My mom will tell me, you will always have opposition. You will have those who support and those who do not support. That should not distract or disappoint anybody. It is part of life. You can never get 100% in anything you are doing in this our life. We have to sojourn for those who are determined. You will determine until we get our resultant results without minding those who are not interested. If you keep looking at your back, you are starting to miss the future. Do not look at those that are not interested. those interested are much more in numbers than only few minorities that are prepared to disrupt and try to see if they will destroy what we are doing. But it's unfortunate for them. We have all the latitude of disruption. We have broken even. Therefore, we cannot go behind or go backwards anymore. We have more militant, more outward-looking men and women. When our women talk, you can see the enthusiasm, you can see the effort, you can see their zeal in propagating what we are doing here and moving it forward. Therefore, be part of those who are trying to bring about, restore Biafra to its originality. All of you, I urge you, wherever you are, do not succumb. Do not move back. Look forward, for that is where our generation will rest and rest finally. All of you, may Chukwa Biama bless you in anything you are doing as far as it is lawful. Chukwa Biama will bless all of you individually and support our struggle into Biafra land. Director, you are the chairman. I thank all of you. Good morning.
Good morning, Barrister. Thank you very much for that. Good morning. It's always a pleasure to have you. We have a caller on Skype. This caller, can you hear me, please? Can you hear me?
Director, good morning. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother. You have been very, very patient, and I welcome that you are a regular listener, and indeed you are part of this family. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Director. Thank you so much. I'm glad to have you this morning. You know, I am the one that sometime sent you a message on Facebook and call you Joshua.
You are kind. You are kind.
Indeed. Indeed, Director, I call because I have been trying to get you, because I always say to you, I have something more to tell you. This morning, I just want to give some little word to our people. Because some people are Canada that doesn't or that did not know exactly what you are doing. But I really want to give them a little message this morning. According to all that I am, because sometimes people say, are you a spirit? Are you a human being? I said to them, even myself, sometimes I got scared because I don't really know. I can't just tell what I am. But I have been hearing voice. Sometimes, Director, when you talk, I just smile because you are exactly the one. Not only that you are the one, but I have been waiting for long. And today, I came to realize all that I have told about. I could remember years, many years ago, when I said to my father, Father, the eyes you have, I have, but what I see, you cannot see, and what I hear, you cannot hear. That is when the Lord told me about my family. And today, here you are. And I really thank God for you. But I want to tell our people that this battle is not of man, but of God. And I want to tell them the voice and what the Lord say about this Biafra that Director, when Director talks, some people don't believe, some people believe. But I want to tell them that this same voice and the same thing you're talking, Director, is what I have been hearing for over 15 years now. Every day the voice keep repeating to me, though sometimes I don't want to talk because many people don't believe me, but many still believe me, that this word you're talking, when I told people that Biafra is the only hope to every entire human race, people doubt me. And I said to my father many years ago that the Lord said to me, that the day is coming that he will return all his people from afar off. My father didn't believe me. For this purpose, I left my family when I was 12 because every morning I wake up with a different wish, different word. And I told them this word, but no one could believe me. And I want to tell my our people that This is what the Lord say. For many that don't want to, that for many that are stingy, that are in position to support this movement, but they don't want to support this movement. The Lord said to me that He will bless this land. That people are talking about oil, oil, but what is in the land, what they see, what they did not see, is greater than the one they see. That the oil they are talking about is not even nothing, because that land is the Zion. He said to me, He is about to raise a kingdom that when other kingdoms are collapsing, that kingdom will remain forever. This is voice I've been hearing director for 15 years ago, and the voice keep repeating itself every day. It keep repeating itself, and I keep asking, what, who, where is this kingdom? He said the kingdom is Biafra land. Then He will raise this kingdom that the entire human race shall know that there is God in heaven. And He said that He shall return His people, not only returning the people, but He shall bless the land. I said, what do you mean? He said to me that sometimes we plant rice. Some people complain that locusts eat their rice. Some people complain that water consumes their rice. But He said that that day, there will be nothing like that. That He will pour His blessing in that land, that even trees that are drying up because of vitamins shall regain their life again. That even the dead shall rise again. That He will fill the land with blessing. He says, just like people, you rent a home, you only carry your bag to go there. You don't need nothing else, because the Lord said that He will bless this land mightily, that we shall not lack. But director, He said that the temple shall be built, and I will tell you the name of this temple when that day shall come. He said 24 hours shall we stand to bless His name, as the 24 elders. Director, can you hear me? Okay. He said that He will bless His people. That, and He opened my eyes, and I see the face of the earth covered with a great multitude of people. And I said, Father, but what this mean? He said that His people shall return. And I see many people with heavy loads, some people, their hand on their head. And I say, Father, what is this people for? He said, many are returning with a great burden. Many are with great pain, but He shall make all easy for them. He said that heaven shall be open, that He is about to show the world who he is. And He said to me that people shall fear God again. That people that worship idol in that holy land shall abandon their idol. He said that people that worship oracle shall abandon it. He said that people shall know God again. That in that day there will be no need of going to preach. People shall fear God, and people shall completely turn to Him, and that land shall worship Him. Director, He said that my people shall harvest in abundantly. That what we are seeing is little than what we are about to see. He said that the world shall return. He said that the entire human race shall return to that land. That that land is the heaven we are talking about. Is a place of rest. He said that He, God of Israel, will return to that land and dwell day and night. He said, director, day and night He will do. I said, why? He said, because that land is His resting place. That in that day shall Barry conceive and bear a son. He said, the blind shall receive the sight instantly. He said, that day there will be no more sorrow. He said that the people we are serving today shall come to that land to serve us. Director, I got confused. I said, but why are you telling me this? He said, not today. For yeah, right from the day of my bed, right from 7 years, director, I start to see all these things. Sometimes I see a woman, I see the woman, you will give a birth to a son. And it goes like that. I could remember the last person I talked to after getting to 40 years. I said to her, lady, I see you, but I know what you are passing through, but this is the voice that I hear, that you shall conceive and bear a son. He laughed at me and said, what are you talking about? But today, everything goes like that. So I want to tell our people that is in position to support this movement. Please don't ask, why are you spending money? Ojukwu spent all his father's wealth. He was not stupid. He saw this thing. And this thing I'm telling you, this money, Director, is what I've been seeing for over 17 or 20 years ago. And 1 month ago, I see the gate, like you say yesterday, that a woman said that the hand that is holding us is strong. She is right. When you said this thing yesterday, I smile because she's very right. 1 month ago, I was trying to get you to tell you. There was a great gate, Director, and a man in England, I don't know which office this man is. This man wants to set us free. But there is hand that is holding this man. A great gate was built before us. The face of the earth was covered with Biafran flag, with a great multitude of people marching towards this gate. And when we get to that gate, there was a security, many, many soldiers, with a big dog, with a key on the neck. And we managed to kill this dog and take away that key from that dog and defeat that soldiers on the gate and open the gate. As we opened this gate, we was trooping into this gate. The whole world, the whole nation was trembling. The cloud was changing. Everything was completely different. I hear many noises. We were trooping into this gate when this man got a call. And the call said that he should shut up the gate and did not allow us to march. And he shut up this gate. And when we get to this gate, we give ourselves a sign. And that sign was to destroy the soldiers and open this gate. And no man can shut the gate again. So we kill those soldiers and open the gate. When we opened the gate, Biafran freedom was announced all over the world, and all over the world was happy, was congratulating us. And this simple man, this man, I don't know, something tell me that maybe is the president of England. This man was in a office with a security. He ran out from that office and shout with a great voice, Director, and say, long live Biafrans. For they have not only got their freedom, but they defeat his own enemy that was against him not to let these people go. And for long, he can't have peace in his office. He can't rest. He's living, but he's dead because this hand have been holding him from declaring Biafra to go. So this man was happy, and party was having everywhere around the world. We feel of party dancing. And I was in a point when I see a man from Pakistan and those India, three old men. We were having party. Women was dancing, drinking, rejoicing over our freedom. The men say that is very, very good that Biafra got their freedom, because these people are the only sons of God, the only people that will give hope to the world. And I said to him, why did you know about this? He said he know because he's an old man. He know everything about Biafrans. So what I'm telling to my people is that they should try and keep doing the great things they're doing. And for you, Director, you don't have to fear, because the same spirit said to me that even those that dead will arise in the battle day to battle this battle. Because this battle, people think is a kind of is an ordinary battle. But the God say that even those we are mourning for, those that died, we buried during the war, they shall arise in that day to back us up in this battle. And I want to advise our people, don't mind what you lose or what you contribute. For the Lord say that he will reward you in abundance, that you will harvest in abundance, that in that land is the hope of the entire human race. Director, this is all I want to say, and I want to tell you to keep on your walk. The Lord whom have chosen you to lead his people to this promised land will continue to guide and protect you. I have asked him and asked him again. He said to me, fear you not, that he is with you, and your ways are before him. And forever and ever, Biafra shall be his dwelling place. He said this land is the only place that he have, that he will rest day and night among us. He said that he would dwell, that he will not depart from us again, because he will choose us right from the beginning, and that place shall be his land forever. This is what he said to me, and I said to you, director, keep on your work. I thank you so much, and I thank God for choosing you.
My dear brother, I am speechless. I don't know what to say. If I had it within my powers, I would make you the chief priest of the Biafran Tabernacle. You have spoken with so much conviction. Your story was compelling. I have had no doubt whatsoever that the promise that the Almighty God made to his children will come to pass, because he is God. Heaven and earth may come and pass away, but his words will dwell forever, which you just merely repeated this very morning, but rather with greater clarity, more purposeful delivery, and straight to the point. I cannot thank you enough. If we had a church, you will be the general overseer. But we don't. This is a congregation of the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, because we are Biafrans. Biafra must come because there is God. Regardless of our shortcomings, regardless of what we do, regardless of any difficulties we encounter, we are not relevant. What is relevant is that his words were spoken. If you return to me the way you were before and worship me in truth and honesty, all your inheritance I shall return. And because he is God, all his words come to pass. That is why I am confident. That is why I know that Chukwu Abiama will keep his pledge to his children. That is why I know that Biafra will come. I cannot thank you enough. I wish you can call more often to give us this very, how can I put it, this scriptural interpretation of what we are doing. Biafra is a spirit. Abarakobo. It is. It takes everything from you to test you to see how far you are prepared to go. Biafra ganapui anywhere to see if you are worthy enough to serve the one true living God, Chukwu Abiama. Sometimes I don't even consider myself worthy, but by his mercy, by his grace, am I today existing as a Biafran, because only he is God, because he is Chukwu Abiama. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work, and our lines are there. Our brother having spoken, I am overcome with some, I will call it sprinkling of the Holy Spirit, I would say. I love it, because Biafra is holy. The type of tabernacle we will build, people call it church, the type of temple we will build to worship God, oh my goodness me. If you see it, you would know that indeed Chukwu Abiama comes from where we come from. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller. Yes, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
Good morning, sir. Radio Director.
Good morning.
Please.
I can hear you, but there's a baby crying. Do they want to speak on Radio Biafra?
About this, this fact, what you said is true. 7 minutes, 2 days ago, I dream about this very, about this thing, that the offer was coming. Okay. Now it's not even take time again. Because I dream that I just saw foreign people coming to establish, to invest in the offer again, in all my dream. And I saw even people. Is that they came, so many of them, all over the world. after my developed building, after some, maybe somebody told me that noise, like I just wake up. I couldn't finish the dream. So I believe what this, the last call I said is true. Yes, sir. I want you to imagine, even me, having been, I have something to contribute. As a student, I could even contribute my last card. Well done, director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much.
Well done.
Thank you. I believe in his dream, 100%. People don't understand. They may say, oh, but are they not freedom fighters? What are they doing talking about dreams and God and religion? I say, because you are not God's chosen children. If you are in our shoes, you will know you have no choice than to worship God in truth and in all honesty. You must do so. You have to do so because we are his children. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They're not listening. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good morning, director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
Okay, my name is Onyeka Maximus Madoka. I am calling from Angola by the special grace of God, the coordinator of the Afrance in Angola.
In Angola.
I am from Ekulobia.
Ekulobia.
Yes, I'm from Ekulobia. Yeah, I go out to local government.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, thank you very much for the wonderful job you are doing. I just listened to our chief priest now. In fact, what he said, Yeah, so please, what I want to say now is this. Please, director, I don't know if it is possible or if it's going to be possible. If there is a way we can upload this speech now, this revelation he just gave us, it is very wonderful, please. So that we can, whenever we want to listen to it, we can play it down, please. That's what I want to contribute now.
We shall do.
Thank you very much.
It's going up this very morning. It's going up. Thank you very
thank
much.
You very
thank
much.
You. Thank you. From the high priest himself, Yusin Chwaja. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Please confirm that you can hear me. Your voice is very low, very, very faint.
I can hear you.
Yes, but your voice is low. Can you get closer to the microphone? It's very, very low, please.
This is my first time of calling you.
Please go ahead.
Do you hear me?
I can hear you, but there is a lot of static on the background, but I can make out your voice, which means that the listeners can also make out your voice. Please go ahead.
Okay, now listen to me. I had Obioma Ebere's discussion with you yesterday on the phone, on the radio. Now, I want to clarify to you, I have been the one sending you some emails. And I also tried to contact Obioma Ebere. Now, I understand your fears and your worries that someone, not everybody wants to give you their names. One thing you must understand is, it's not a matter of someone being scared. That's not the reason why I haven't provided my name to you or to Ebere. But let me say this to you. You have a lot of followers. That's quite good. Your strategy and the way you are proceeding with your struggle is quite okay. But your members don't understand one thing. You are trying to sanitize them, just like Jesus Christ tried to sanitize people. During his time, Jesus Christ took a different strategy. You're following a completely different strategy. You're trying to sanitize them, promising them Biafra. Jesus Christ tried to sanitize the public, promising them the kingdom of God. But they didn't understand what Jesus Christ was talking about, and they killed him. Now you are trying to sanitize these people, and they quite understand what you're trying to do, because you promised them Biafra. Now you know that the public, they are a killing maniac. That is why I don't.
Are you there, please? I don't want to lose your call. Are you there?
My controlling goodness. The whole. That is why you have control in the whole planet. The public are killing maniacs. If they have their way, they will kill Obama. If they have their way, they will kill the president. You may call that revolution, but it's not revolution. The public is a killing maniac. If you don't promise them Biafra, they will not believe you. They will kill you. Now, you are sanitizing them, which is good. It's the first thing you have to do, but you promising them Biafra. And they are listening to you. The moment you give them Biafra, if you don't speak their language, they kill you. Jesus promised people the kingdom of God, and when they didn't understand what he was talking, they killed him. Now, you don't expect somebody who's trying to help the whole planet to go and advertise himself. If they don't understand what you're trying to do, they kill you. So that is why some people can't reveal their name. So it's not because somebody is scared of anything. Now, Ibo Bioma Ebere is listening now. I want him to get that into his brain. And I understand you, Nnamdi. You know what I'm talking about. And every information I've given you was for your own, so that you can strategize. That's all.
Yes.
I know you are not afraid, and I know you are very courageous. And I gave you those information so that you can prepare yourself, because you're doing a great job. There's no doubt about it. But your strategy is simply two things. Sanitize these people, because education, culture, television, entertainment has really put everybody, not just the Biafrans or the Igbos, it's put everybody in a completely different plane. Now, what you are trying to do is the same Jesus Christ did. Bring these people and let them understand what's going on, and then you make a promise to them. Jesus said, Kingdom of God, you said Biafra, and these people are following you because they understand what Biafra means. If you were telling them Kingdom of God, I swear they'll kill you. They will kill you. The way they killed Jesus Christ, because they didn't understand what child of God means and what this means and what that means, kingdom of God. Now, but they understand Biafra. But take note, once you give them Biafra, they kick you out. And if you don't mind, if you don't take your time, they kill you. Now, look at what happened to Ojukwu. When Ojukwu came back, Jim Wobodo was one of those who championed against Ojukwu. When he wanted to join politics, they didn't want him to join politics. And if he was not a very intelligent man, they would have killed him. But they frustrated him. They made sure that they strangulated his political ambition. But what did he say? What was he preaching? What he was offering people is, he says, let me get into Nigerian politics, then I go and protect Biafran interests or Igbo interest. But they didn't believe him anymore, because what he was packaging to them, it was no more Biafra. He was now saying, I'm going to go to join. If you tell these people that you want to join Nigerian politics to go and defend Biafran interest, they kill you. And you have made that reference to Uwazurike, or whatever you call him. I don't know nothing about this man. I heard about his name first time from you. And I've not done any research on him. But you have said one thing to your people. You told them that Uwazurike is doing exactly what the people want him to do. You want a passport, he gives you a passport, a Biafran passport. You want a visa, a Biafran visa, he creates one for you. And then he goes to Abuja to go and get them Biafra. But they don't believe him anymore. And they are ready to kill him. And they are going to kill him. Now, the public is a killing maniac. All the world governments understand that. If they do not control people, they will kill the same people who are trying to help them. Now, if I want to help the public. I don't tell them who I am. I don't tell them what I'm doing. I don't say nothing. And that's exactly what I've explained to you and Obioma. Actually, Obioma's case, I only wrote two messages to him. In your case, I've given you more elaborate information. And I try to tell you, but I don't know why you people just cannot, you cannot understand or interpret what I'm saying. And then you people go about that somebody is trying to destroy. Let me tell you this. Nobody is more Biafra than I am. Actually, the only people who will, if any of my siblings are hearing my voice now, they know who is speaking. So even if I give you my Igbo name, I don't use it. Most of the people who are your members, they use English names. But for you, they use their Igbo name. Even if I give you my Igbo name now, nobody knows me by that name. In my family, I've never used it. I've always used my English name. I don't have Nigerian passport. I've destroyed it a long time ago. Okay, so I'm just trying to say this to you. Your Biafra struggle started when? In Nnamdi Kanu, 1999 or maybe 2000. Fine. My own Biafra struggle started 1970. If I stay here and tell you people what happened during the war, most of you will be shocked. Because most of you were just so young then. Okay? I used to carry medicine on top of my head and follow my mom, who was a nurse. We go about giving medicines to the refugees. I saw people dying, and I was just a toddler. But that experience is what is helping me today. My own struggle started 1970. So y'all just started now. I've been through a lot. Okay? And I don't want to stay here and lecture. I'm not a teacher. I'm not going to stay here and lecture everybody. Actually, if I tell you people things, I'll take note of this. If I tell you some of the things I have shared with you, I can tell you some of your members will go crazy. It's not for them. It's not for the public. The public they are killing maniacs. If they don't understand what you're telling them, they kill you. So some of the things I've shared with you is just only for you. You should not ever tell them, please. It's not for them. It's not going to help them in any way. They want Biafra, and that's it.
And Biafra we shall give to them. And I'm very...
Let me say this to you. And I've written it to you, so this is not a... Some of the things I can say on radio now, it's not... Actually, I wouldn't have come here if not for Obioma Ebere, who came in yesterday. And because I don't want anything I've shared with you to be thrown into the trash.
Yes.
Now, let me say this to you. There are two pictures. There's an English word. I don't know if it's an English adage or English proverb or something, but I don't really know what it is, but you probably know. It says that what happens in the physical also happens in the spiritual. Now, whether that is a proverb or something, I don't know, but that's not what I'm trying to say here. What I'm trying to tell you is there are two televisions. You have the physical television and you have the spiritual television. Anything that manifests in the spiritual manifests in the physical. But if you are not in tune spiritually, you will only see the physical. You won't see the spiritual. And that's what I've told you. Your Biafra has already manifested. And all I'm trying to help you is to understand that the Biafra you are seeking has already manifested in the spiritual. But you don't see it in the physical. Because the struggle did start when you set up Biafra Radio. The struggle has been ongoing by people walking on the ground. So your Biafra, you're trying to go into a war now, it's already manifested in the spiritual. You can't see it in the physical. So anything that manifests in the spiritual, it's, you know, those who can see it in the physical will see it. Okay, so I'm not trying to tell you to stop what you're doing. queen or not to go to war or anything. All I'm trying to do is to let you know that your Biafra has already manifested. It's just a matter of you can't wait. That's fine. If you don't want to wait, it's a free-will choice. You can go ahead and acquire ammunitions and go to war. But if you tell the public what I've shared with you, they will go crazy. They will say Nnamdi has derailed, and they will start looking to eliminate you, because they don't understand that what manifests in the spiritual and manifests in the physical. And it takes time. Let me say this to you. God does not follow our timeline. Chukwu Abiyama does not follow the earth timeline. He doesn't follow time. Time doesn't exist. Your time is 2015, you get your Biafra. The creator does not follow timeline. He doesn't have a timeline. Okay? So it is certain things has to be in place before you see the Biafra manifest. Certain things has to occur before you see the Biafra. And that's how it works. That's how things work in the cosmos. But everything for you follows the time. So all of you want to go to war and grab the Biafra, but you forget that the Biafra probably has already is already there. And not only for the Biafra, every part of the world, North Korea and Cuba and other people seeking independence. So if only you people can just, like I wrote to you, if only people can just wait for that manifestation to take place. But if you can't wait, you can go ahead and blow your bombs and kill another 3.5 or 3.7 million if you want. And
I enjoy what you're saying, because I like to give people time to speak.
Yes.
And I also commend your bravery for coming on air to try and clarify, but we still do not have your name. I would like to have your name, which is our protocol here. What is your name? I am Nnamdi Kanu. What is your? I'm a Biafran. I don't have to be ashamed of who I am, because I existed before any other species of humanity came into existence. My people existed, therefore, I don't have to be afraid to proclaim with every pride, with every justification and certainty who I am. You will please give us that respect and tell us who you are.
I'm going to give it to you. I told you that I don't use my Igbo name.
Use it here, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Even if I give it to you, I know my siblings listening now who are in the UK and who are also in Europe, they will certainly identify my voice.
Exactly, because they're your siblings.
Yes, my family back home, some of them too will identify my voice if they are listening. Actually, none of them will even come on your radio, because we had a terrible experience with the war. It didn't come to us, but we lost a lot of family members. My name, if I would give it out, would be what I've written to you, and the surname would be Ihiboneku. Ihiboneku is the name I'll give to you. That is, it's something my family will listen now and they will understand that is the correct name. But I don't use that name. Okay. Now I wouldn't be coming on your radio again. I thought I would do this without having to make myself public.
But you can. This is also your radio station. We serve the interest of Biafrans all over the world. And given from what you have told us, the sacrifice you made and that of your mom as well, who was a nurse then, going about and helping people, I think that the story you have to tell is one that the public will be interested in.
I don't like publicity. I don't think people are equipped. People are seriously not equipped to listen to anything I have to sell. because I'm not selling a product and I'm not writing books and I'm not, this is the first time I've even tried to speak to, if not for a period speaking to you yesterday, I couldn't even do this. I don't like when people don't understand something, they try to twist it around. I know when I share this, some of my messages with you, I know you are a very intelligent guy. And I know you probably can take some extract from it. That's all I wanted to do.
And I did. Don't get me wrong. I did. But one thing is important to us. Every experience counts. Every advice counts. I receive thousands upon thousands of advice every week. And I try to go through as many of them as possible. And I try not to jettison anyone because you don't know where what could maybe constitute a light bulb moment when that thing drops and then you realize, yes, we should be doing it this way. That is why every advice is very important. That is why we have Radio Biafra. We don't know who is calling. Once you call us, we take your call because we don't know where that next sharp idea is going to come from. As they will say in our local parlance, therefore, we keep things that way. I am very grateful to you. We are slightly overrunning, but I do, as I say once again, reiterate my appreciation of your expression of courage for having called Radio Biafra this very morning. I may you come and bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. That was a delay in him coming back. We shall take one more call and then we'll come to an end. Our lines are going mental as we expected to. This has been a very spiritually uplifting morning. It has been. Our chief priest, Tony Sinchua, just spoke a while ago. I took down his name. Jason, his name is Jason John. I need his proper name. The chief priest of Biafra, Tony Sinchua, Jacob. His dreams are something else. I love them. This is Radio Biafra. You are the last caller for the day. You are coming to us via the phone line. You will give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is a blessed man with huge presence. I'm from Moré, Agbataraku government in Biafra land. I'm calling from Leeds.
From Leeds, you are another blessed person this morning.
Yes. So before I joined this struggle, I heard about Radio Biafra. I started listening to Radio Biafra. I prayed to my God because I told the only that I called you, I said that before I do it, I see tomorrow, I become a person that God refused things that are going to happen in future to me. That is the one. So now, the reason why I joined this struggle full time is this. When I joined this struggle, I asked God, please, I want to know the truth of this struggle. God opened this thing to me. I saw Biafra. Biafra was very beautiful. Then I want to speak about this Vatican guy that I just left now. He got to war. Believe me, I saw this war and we won. I saw the war. We won. We went to the war. We won them. Not maybe it's not. I'm not saying something I didn't see. This is exactly what I saw. We win them, then we have the victory of them, we win the war. That is my contribution, Director. We are going to win. That is why I call out fully in this particular thing. We went to London for the carnival the other day, on Monday. I did it here in the carnival. After that, I went to London again for the carnival in London. We didn't want too much, but we did it in a way that everybody, even police people, they were coming to know why we are doing that. He was waiting on this time and then was beating him before I came there. I saw him, I met him there. I said, oh, he was there. I was the second person that came because I came all the way from Leeds. So I met him.
Thank you very much and God bless all of you. It has been, that is why it is not good to miss Radio Biafra, you see. You don't know what you're going to hear next. all our callers this morning, those of them from India, those from Angola, from all over the world, announcing their meetings from Italy, those of them showering their blessings, making their revelations to us, because one thing is certain, Biafra must come. Not because I said it, but Chukwu Abiama revealed it to us many, many years ago, that his words always come to pass. Go and read Exodus chapter 20. I think it is the book of Leviticus 36, if I'm not mistaken. This inheritance you threw away through your sins, I shall restore only, but if you will see me, come back to me and worship me as your Lord and your God. For I am the creator of the universe, the heavens and the earth, the Lord of hosts. Anything Chukwu Abiama says comes to pass. The same promise he made our ancestors, we are holding him to it. Of course, we are sinful. We are also very sinful. We have fallen short of your glory. We ask for mercy, for forgiveness, to make us worthy once again to be called the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. That is why we do what we do, and that is why Biafra will come. Biafra will come, that mankind may know indeed that the clearest visible manifestation of the goodness of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, is embodied in this new land called Biafra. And that land must be free, or else everything else dies with it. Simple as that. We can't retreat and we can't surrender. Biafra or death. We thank you for having joined us this very morning. We ask you also to reconvene 7 p.m. this very evening as we bring you our p.m. edition. As long as night follows day, as long as I'm not flying, traveling from one place to another, even in my sick bed, this very broadcast must be done. It must be done. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we remind you, we inform you, we infer, we insist that this Biafra we talk about all the time, given all the blessings that abound, given all the things that we can see, that this same Biafra, which doesn't change from generation to generation, has remained with us even after 40 years of attempted annihilation, that this same Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, keep each and every one of you safe and your families. But more importantly, one thing is more important than all of us, that is Biafra. This same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much and good morning.